The filings by MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming satisfy key deadlines as they vie with Mohegan Sun for the lone casino license state law authorizes in western Massachusetts. MGM and Penn met a Thursday deadline set by Springfield City officials to provide extensive information about their projects, including designs, financing, economic benefits, and the impact on traffic. The two companies delivered boxes containing hundreds of pages to City Hall. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said the voluminous material will be carefully reviewed by city officials, appointed advisors, and hired consultants.
We want to be very careful with the detail of this before we move into the next phase, which will be negotiating a host community agreement, which, according to the schedule, is scheduled to begin January 25th.
MGM and Penn have proposed projects each valued at roughly $800 million in different parts of downtown Springfield. Both proposals include a casino with slot machines and table games, hundreds of hotel rooms, restaurants, stores, and other amenities. Officials from both companies have talked about urban renewal efforts that will go beyond the footprint of their casinos. Casino operators that want a crack at a license in Massachusetts have until January 15th to file an application that includes a $400,000 non-refundable fee to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. The commission reported it has received Phase 1 applications from MGM and Penn, meaning background investigations can commence to determine if those companies qualify to hold a casino license in Massachusetts. Published reports this week said the top executive with the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority repeated assurances that his company will file an application and pay the $400,000 fee to the state by the January 15th deadline. Mohegan has pursued a project in Palmer for several years, but some local officials recently questioned the commitment. Jennifer Barifaldi, a spokesperson for two pro-casino groups in Palmer, said she is not concerned.
We're excited about it. We're moving forward. Mohegan Sun has pledged to us that they wanted to be the first and best with the best proposal.
The 500-member Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce issued a position paper this week in which it repeated the organization's endorsement of a casino in the city, but also raised concerns. It calls for a plan to purchase locally and to help build the capacity of small businesses that might not currently be able to meet the casino's volume demands for goods and services. It also addresses local hiring and downtown development. Chamber President Jeffrey Shufrida said the issues should be taken up as part of the casino licensing process.
You know, it is a competitive process, a very competitive process, and I think that they all want the support. I think they appreciated the fact that this chamber came out and endorsed a Springfield-based casino. So I think it's been a very constructive dialogue, and I think the committee and the board right now is feels comfortable that these concerns will be addressed.
On Monday, a consortium of the state's community colleges and the Massachusetts Gaming Commission will announce an agreement on training people for casino employment. A report to the commission last year projected there would be 10,000 jobs in the state's casino industry. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.